With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The American death toll in the war against Iran has increased following the crash of a U.S. military refueling plane in western Iraq.
The U.S. military's Central Command said that four of six crew members of an American KC-135 refueling plane that went down in Iraq have been found dead and that recovery efforts were ongoing to find the other two. Central Command, which oversees the Middle East, said the crash followed an unspecified incident involving two aircraft in a friendly airspace and that the other plane, also a KC-135, landed safely in Israel. A basic KC-135 crew has three people, a pilot, co-pilot, and boom operator. Nurses and medical technicians are added in aeromedical evacuation missions. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Iran's new Ayatollah issued a statement calling for more retaliation and the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, which is choking off at least 20% of the world's oil supply. Oil prices are back above $100 a barrel, raising fears of a global economic crisis. Iran State TV today reporting a large explosion in a Tehran square as rallies were taking place.
The explosion hit on Friday at Ferdowsi Square near Tehran University. It's a square filled with demonstrators. The cause of the blast is not immediately known, but Israel had warned it could strike in the area just before the blast. Intense airstrikes had begun landing around Tehran just before rallies were to begin for the annual Quds Day event in support of Palestinians. Despite the attacks, thousands of people took to the streets chanting death to Israel and death to America. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
One student was killed when a man opened fire in a classroom at Old Dominion University yesterday. The FBI is investigating the attack as an act of terrorism. Court documents show the gunman who was killed had previously been convicted of aiding the Islamic State. This is SRN News. The University of Oregon will dispense abortion pills.
The notoriously liberal school says it will make abortifacient drugs available to students beginning with the fall term. Portland State University is already doing so, making the University of Oregon the second in the state to hand out abortion pills on campus. Big schools in several other states are doing so, too, in some cases providing the volatile drugs in vending machines. Most abortions in the U.S. are now carried out via pills. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new Iowa law now bans local non-discrimination protections on the basis of so-called gender identity. The measure prevents cities and counties from having civil rights protections that go beyond the categories identified in state code. Sponsors of the bill pointed out that non-discrimination protections for transgender people cannot coexist with other recently enacted laws, including ones that bar males from playing on female sports teams. This is SRN News. Costco is facing a big court date.
Costco is being sued in a proposed nationwide class action seeking U.S. customer refunds for higher prices charged by the company before the U.S. Supreme Court struck down import tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump. The lawsuit filed by a Costco shopper in federal court in Illinois seeks a declaration that the company must return to customers any refunds it receives for tariffs paid under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act.
That's Bill Alexander reporting. Cuba's government says it will release 51 people from prisons in an unexpected move. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the release in the upcoming days stems from a spirit of goodwill and close relations with the Vatican. The government did not identify who it would release, except to say that all have served a significant part of their sentence and have maintained good conduct. More details at srnnews.com.